on page 256. Now, but before we do that, we're discussing the idea of answering Amen. Answering Amen to a bracha, when you hear Hashem's name, in a bracha, so answering Amen. So before we go on, we were talking about yesterday saying Hashem's name in the context of learning and things like that. Again, the idea was when children are learning brachas. So before we go further with this idea of Amen, I saw a very interesting Aruch HaShulchan. So the Aruch HaShulchan says as follows. And again, this is in Siman Reish Tes Vav. So the Aruch HaShulchan says as follows. The first part you know. Only answer Amen after someone else's bracha. V'lo achar birchas atzmo, and not after your own bracha. We learned that. Now, you don't answer Amen to your own bracha. And as we also saw, the Gemara says, Gemara Brachas Mem Hei says, V'alne Amen achar birchas afar eze maguna, and if someone answers Amen to their own bracha, it's not, it's like, it's lowly. It's not nice. So, again, we discussed why that is, but the Aruch HaShulchan has a very interesting interpretation to that. It says, Nira la niyas daiti. So Aruch HaShulchan says, it seems to me, Nira la niyas daiti atam, dinei al yidei ha-bracha, what does a bracha do? Well, you know, we say, because make a bracha over food, because you're asking permission from Hashem, you know, this is really Hashem's food, everything belongs to Hashem. And so then we're asking permission. Or else it's me'ilah. So, but the Aruch HaShulchan takes it further. He says, when someone makes a bracha, the ayde bracha nishba shefa shomalo. There's a shefa. There's a shefa. There's a flow. There's a flow from above that comes down to the world by someone uttering a bracha. Ve'anias amen. And when someone answers amen to said bracha, hu lechazek adavar. It's to strengthen that idea, strengthen the concept. Shavadei kein hu, because as we mentioned before, was Amen is affirming. So he's saying yes. So therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says, "Vein amay naroi sha'adam yatzik atzmo shu kedai sha'al yadav telech hashefa abracha." So if you answer Amen to your own bracha, it's not nice. Why? I'm saying, you know, I'm such a great person that when I make a bracha, I cause this shefa to come down from heaven. You know, I could do that. So therefore, I'm answering Amen to that bracha because since I'm causing that cosmic thing, or whatever you want to call it, to happen, I'm affirming it. I could do that. Very nice of you. So v'lachein hu maguna. Therefore, it's disgusting if a person does it. The acher yachol omar kein. Somebody else could say that to my bracha. Because I'm not saying I could do that. He's saying, yeah. And he's saying, yeah, I hope that shefa that hopefully you make happens. V'loba asmo. Brak achar gmar ha'inyon. And that's what he says the whole idea of answering Amen is. So again, it's a beautiful idea, a deeper idea, besides the affirmation. But you know, again, like I was talking about a couple weeks ago in the drasha about, we don't realize the power of our tefillah. We don't realize the power of a bracha we make, the shefa that it causes. Okay, let's just do Dalit very quickly in the Machaber. Okay, so the Machaber says in Dalit, page 256. Again, Reish Tes Vav Dalit. Kol ha-mevarach bracha she'eino tzricha. So we said you have to answer Amen to a bracha. So how about if someone makes a bracha and the bracha is unnecessary? We'll discuss that. Haray said, "Nosa Hashem Shemaim l'shav." So you're saying Hashem's name for no reason. Ve'arehu kenishba l'shav. It's like you're swearing falsely. Ve'asur la'anos achrov amein. It's asur to answer amein to his bracha. To such a bracha, you're not allowed to answer amein. Okay. So now. Now again, just very quickly, there's another very beautiful Aruch HaShulchan on this. Shattering a misunderstanding. The Aruch HaShulchan says as follows. So if you notice, the Machaber says it's as if. Hareze ken nishbalashav. It says if somebody says a bracha that's unnecessary, that's not needed, it's as if they swore falsely, and you're not allowed to answer amen. So the Aruch HaShulchan says v'afagav de'enze lav de'oraisa mamish. If a person says a bracha that's unnecessary, that's not prohibited from the Torah itself. That's not like saying Hashem's name in vain. Ken nishba lashav, because when do we say you're not allowed to say Hashem's name in vain? That is if you swear falsely or for nothing. That's one case where you're over the Issa D'Raisa. Uchomose shem shamayim levatola. Or you say Hashem's name for no reason. The zehu askaras Hashem below bracha. What does that mean? You say Hashem's name for nothing. That's if you say Hashem's name not in context of a bracha. Avo bebracha, but here the person made a bracha, but it was an unnecessary bracha. So then the Aruch HaShulchan says isur d'rabbanan. So he says Tosa says that would be an isur d'rabbanan. Wouldn't be an isur d'oraisa. An isur d'oraisa would be person says Hashem's name in the context of swearing. And the swearing that he's saying is false. That's number one. Number two is, you know, somebody just blurts out Hashem's name for no reason. So that would be the Sudaraisa, the Aruch HaShulchan says. But if here, we're talking about a different case. A person said a bracha, it was an unnecessary bracha. So Mishnah simply now, tomorrow we'll see. What does that mean, an unnecessary bracha? It means an unnecessary bracha. How about if there's an opinion to rely upon? We paskin, you don't need that bracha. But let's say there's an opinion that says, no, you should make that bracha. So we don't go according to that opinion B. But it's not like there is an opinion B. We just don't paskin like that opinion B necessarily. So the person relies upon opinion B, makes that bracha. So did he say a bracha, Shein Asricha? And, again, more importantly, our context is, should I answer amen to that bracha? I'm obligated to answer amen to a bracha. How about that type of bracha? Is that considered an unnecessary bracha? Or is that considered, since there is an opinion, even though we don't go that way, that would be considered a bracha that I should answer amen to? Okay?